So-called bad ozone forms when sunlight interacts with certain pollutants from cars and industries. It's been well known that high levels of ozone can be very bad for the young, the old, and people with lung illnesses. The U.S. EPA asked the National Research Council to analyze the link between ozone and deaths. University of Chicago Health Studies professor John Baylor chaired the scientific panel. He says the evidence is now firm.
That low levels of ozone, kinds of levels you meet outside on a summer day, can in fact kill some people.
Baylor says the specific effect on an individual body isn't known, but he says in general the ozone irritates the lungs.
It causes problems that lead to inflammation, and the inflammation then releases chemicals that are already in the body, in the cells, and then those circulate and seem to cause the difficulty.
Baylor says ozone may also make heart ailments worse. He also says prolonged exposure to a lot of ozone can severely affect some people who are otherwise in good health. The study committee suggests the EPA find out more about ozone and consider the economic value of lost lives when setting air pollution standards. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.